It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, first time she's been in here. She's been with the Care Coalition, the USU Extension, for about a year. And we're going to talk with her about the upcoming quick and easy cooking class, Hareem Driggs. And Hareem, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you, Dave.
So what do you do there at the Extension? And are you Create Better Health? Are you the Extension Care Coalition? What's your function there?
Well, I am a Create Better Health ambassador.
Okay.
And what we do is we teach people how to eat healthy in a budget. This is a program funded by the government with the SNAP ED program. And we're just trying to help people to stretch their money and to be able to eat healthy to prevent chronic disease.
Right, because there is a way to eat healthy on a budget, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Sometimes you got to look for things, but there's definitely a way to do that. And once again, this is a quick and easy cooking class. It's coming up December 20th, 7 p.m. at the Extension Classroom. And I always like around the holidays because you kind of try and gear them towards holiday things. You had a big one for Thanksgiving. And this one's going to be, as I said, December 20th. And it's really a breakfast casserole that you can make, something simple, quick and easy for Christmas morning, isn't it?
Yes. And I think that's one of the things that are easier to do, the casseroles. And this one is going to be kind of like a Denver casserole with a spin with spices that I'm going to add so that people, it's not the typical one.
You know, and that's what we do typically on Christmas morning is we all get together at my mom's house and we make a big breakfast and we open gifts and things like that. And I'm with you. I've done casseroles the last two or three years because it's so much easier than trying to make individual stuff that everybody likes. Make one thing that everybody's going to get along with and we'll do that. So there is kind of a twist to this one as well because helping you out in the kitchen is the Trinity Food Pantry. And you're asking people if they come to the in-person class to help them out a little bit as well, aren't you?
Yes, this class is like it's always with live audience and also we do the Facebook Live through the USU Extension site and in Facebook and also the Create Better Health. And we asked and invite people that come in to the classroom to donate two cans of goods for the Trinity Food Pantry.
So that's all they're asking is bring in two canned goods and that's going to go directly to the Trinity Food Pantry. And as I said, that's who's going to be there helping you cook because you try and always bring somebody in from the community and put them in the kitchen, even though sometimes it's uncomfortable for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
And teach them how to cook and do this meal. So the other thing that you guys are going to be talking about, because that's the other thing that I like about the quick and easy cooking class, is there's always some sort of a topic that you're going to discuss and talk about. And this time around, it is food insecurity and substance abuse in youth. And that's kind of the topic for the discussion this time around. And is Trinity going to be helping you with that? Or have you got somebody else that's going to be coming in for that
part? We partnership with the Castleview Hospital and the Care Coalition. And they are the ones that pop in and while we're doing the cooking demonstration and when I'm doing something, they will like talk about these topics and give like tips to the families to help prevent these issues.
And that's really one of the main focuses too, is finding a way to, you know, cook something that's not going to take very long, but it's getting the whole family together. And that's the one thing that I like about these. It focuses on bringing the family together to sit and eat a meal as a family unit. Because that's really important. You just don't see that as much anymore, do you?
No, not really. Now with how busy life is these days.
It truly, truly is. All right. So once again, this is December 20th at 7 p.m. at the Extension Classroom. It's all about Christmas. You're going to be doing a breakfast casserole. Trinity Food Pantry is going to be there. And just bring in a couple of food items, canned goods that can be a donation to the food pantry. And if you come in, you're going to get, you know, to sample what they've cooked. You're going to get that swag that comes from the Care Coalition and the hospital. Plus, it gets you out of the house. And I've always called it a really good date night because you get something to eat and you get to go out and have a little bit of fun, don't you?
Correct, yeah. It is pretty fun. And there's a lot. Sometimes we have a lot of leftovers, so please come, people.
Come and have a good time. And once again, if you can't make it in person, it is going to be available on Facebook Live. And you said the Carbon County USU Extension will be on Facebook Live as well as the Care Coalition?
No, the Create Better Health.
Oh, Create Better Health Facebook page as well. Yeah. So they'll be on both pages if you can't make it and find out. All right, so that's going to do it once again. Quick and easy cooking coming up December 20th, 7 p.m. at the Extension Classroom. Hareem, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. And come back as many times as you want to, all right?
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.